What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition, once again, of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, postcast edition. It's your first time listening to the Purple Project Podcast, this other Kansas State sports podcast. Appreciate it for stopping by here tonight as we're recording here on this Sunday evening here in Kansas City, Missouri, April 7th, 2024. And real quick, before we dive into game three of the UCF series here, well, not here, but down in Orlando, Florida, we're probably going to move that bonus. I'm going to try to find a place for it this week with myself and your co-host for these bonus podcasts and postcasts, Alex, in football and sometimes basketball there as well. So I wanted to get that out of the way there. So, yeah, so UCF easily beats K-State in game three in Orlando earlier this afternoon there as they ended up taking the series after K-State won last night. UCF won game one, and then K-State beat UCF last night 4-3, and then K-State fell asleep at the wheel, losing to UCF there, losing 6-1 down there at John Ullian Park down in Orlando, Florida, and bounced K-State now to their their 10th loss of 2024. K-State now 20-10 overall in 7-5 in Big 12 play. I do not have the standings up in front of me at the moment. Maybe sometime this week I will check in. We will check in on that where K-State is right now. But I do know that UCF jumped ahead of them in the Big 12 standings there as well. Blake Dean did get the win, or actually not get the win, excuse me, did start for K-State and got the loss in this one. We'll take a deep dive in the box score in just a moment. P. Hughes, after this game, saying, quote, "You're not going to be anyone when you have more errors than hits." Holy smokes. So, yeah, I looked at that box score and I was like, holy smokes, that's just not good. Therefore, this baseball team. We'll get into that in a second here. Now I have to switch off to my other screen here, as of course my main page ain't gonna work, so we're just gonna have to do it this way, and we're just gonna have to wait it out here for a minute. Let's see, there we go. Here, click here again. UCF 6, K-State 1 there, as UCF now is 21-8 on the season, while K-State, as I just said, 20-10, 7-5 now in the conference play there. As we look now, take a look. I do have the other screen up in front of me now, up on my laptop here. Dominic Castellano got the win there, 3-0. Now for UCF, Blake Dean started for K-State, got lost, now falls 500, 2-3. UCF did get the scoring started in the bottom of the second inning with two there. Then K-State notch run in the third to cut the one, and that was it for K-State on this Sunday. And then a big three-run fifth for UCF there, added on to make it 5-1, and then tack on another one there in the sixth for the Knights there, as nobody did nothing in the last three frames there as well. K-State, oh my goodness, K-State, look at this. Listen to this, folks. A run. Well, let's take a look at the winning team. UCF 6. This was a sloppy game. Six runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, your Wildcats, only 1 run, 3 hits. Yeah, you ain't going to win a game like this. 4 errors committed in the afternoon there after the baseball game started after 1 Central. That is 2 Eastern time. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. Over 18,000 showed up. They're down there in John Ulano Park there. Pretty nice day for a baseball game there as well. And UCF capitalized on mistakes made by UCF. If you're going to be ranked, I'm talking about this baseball team, K-State, you have to play better. You have to play better than that, especially in conference play. Now, again, I don't know where we're at right now. I will take a look when I get off this postcast edition, and we'll talk about it a little bit more this week on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yeah, you just can't. 4 errors. 3 hits, that don't make no sense. You have to play, basically pay better. And this feels like something that I said last week on the show when it came to Texas. And I know P. Hughes said the same kind of the same thing there when It was the same thing. Rubber match last weekend, and K-State lost at home to Texas there, and Pete Hughes felt, the manager of this baseball team, or head coach, whatever you want to call it, said, we got to play better. Well, you know, same situation here a week later. Rubber match, have an opportunity to take a series, didn't do it. And so now it's on to the next one there for this baseball team. Looking at the box score, nothing much here to write home about. In this one, Caitlin Culpepper hitless, Brennan Jones, Chuck Ingram also hitless this game. Bree Day only got a hit. Jaden Lobliner, designated hitter today. He had a hit. David Bishop, first baseman, also had a hit. That's all you need to know right there. When you can shut down the top five in this lineup. When you get shut down like that, you're not going to produce anything. Right? You should know that by now. K-State, still focusing on them. Four pitchers used in this game. This is the Pro Project Podcast Postcast Edition. Eddie Greer checking in with you. Once again, I did record a football episode, today. An accomplishment made. It was kind of a short one, but that will be posted tomorrow morning. This will be posted later on this evening's postcast, and then we have more content up tomorrow, and then we'll go with the flow as usual for the podcast here as well. K-State used four pitchers in this baseball game. Blake Dean only went four innings in this game. Rough line for him. Three hits, four runs. Two of those were earned. Walk two, struck out five. Cole Wisenbecker pitched the inning in a third. Tyson Nabors, it was him this time to pitch ahead of, usually the last pitcher to come out of the pen, not this time, pitched an inning in two thirds, struck out three, and Mason Buss coming out of the pen once again, pitched an inning there with clean baseball as well, but actually starting for UCF was, Wiley Hartley, didn't last long, only inning pitched, and in Dominic Castellano dominated this K-State lineup, 5 2/3, two hits, a run, walk two, struck out eight Wildcats. So there now, you got to look at it as, look, another opportunity missed for K-State now, and I'm going to try to pull up the baseball schedule. What's next for K-State? I know K-State got a lot of road games ahead. And if it doesn't pull up, then we'll just have to look at it on a later date. Okay, so let's see here. April 10th. Yeah, so we're out looking at next week's match. We're looking at this Wednesday's matchup here. So it did me a favor. So K-State now has to come back home, Manhattan, clean some things up, and get ready to play Wichita State in Wichita, which I believe they beat this team already at Toyton this year. I might be wrong about that. So if I am, you can yell at me. But I'm pretty sure we beat this team. Yeah, I think we beat this team in Wichita. Now that I think about it, we did. I think we did a postcast on it not too long ago, actually. So, yeah, a chance for K-State to sweep the season series from Wichita State on Wednesday. Can they do it? We'll have to see about that. Time of the game, 6 Central Time down there in Wichita, Kansas there. So, K-State now gonna have to tighten up a little bit here, as the record now overall is 20-10 and only 7-5 in the conference. I don't know where they're at this moment in time, but they're gonna have to start picking things up. I know they have a looming series coming on the road, I believe. I believe on the roads after either that one or they coming back home. I don't know. But again, sorry to botch up the schedule, but again, we'll get it all sorted out this week, but we just mentioned their next game. We just talked about their next game, Wichita State Shockers, Wednesday night, down Wichita, Kansas, a chance for K-State to sweep the season series from the Shockers, their neighbors from down south. So we'll see what happens down there. But yeah, an ugly baseball game here today by the Wildcats baseball team over there down there in Orlando, Florida, as they lose another Big 12 series, more importantly there, this time to the Central Florida Knights, 6-1 in the series finale after winning last night 4-3. And then UCF took the first game of that series. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available when we do have a chance to talk K-State content. Women's golf this week, getting ready for match play. We will discuss that hopefully this week on the show as well. We hope to get a bonus too at some point again. I am laying out the schedule as I speak right now. There's going to be no races for the next couple weeks for yours truly. As it just wrapped up Rock the Parkway yesterday with another super fast time. Came up a bit short on the goal, but still, to lay a time like that, hour 22 minutes, hey, that's another day in the ballpark, baby. So I'll take that, and that's going to be that's most likely for me going to be the last half I run until my build-up for the big world major. I know, got Boston coming up, so not trying to overlook that, but I'm not a part of it, obviously. Still, a little bitter about the whole thing, but that's another conversation for another episode of this podcast. But Chicago, soon as Boston Marathon, the 128th edition, wraps up, not this Monday, but the following Monday. It's going to be focused on Chicago, baby. Yeah, I am ready for it. I am ready for that. But yeah, but K-State better be ready for Wichita State on Wednesday night down in Wichita. So after this ugly loss in Game 3 of the finale of this series. So we're going to wrap it right here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Shout out Alex Aiden out there sitting in California, you will hear him soon. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Go Cats.